Morning today in Masech Nazir's Daf Yud Zayin. Thank the Lupin Foundation for sponsorship of the Daf. Daf as long as Zeichon Nishmas Liba Gabriela Bashmuel. We start today. We started yesterday the Mishnah on Daf Tezayin Amid Beis. Let's start again from the Mishnah on Daf Tezayin Amid Beis as it really begins the today's Daf and today's Sugya. The Mishnah starts off, Mishnah Nazir v'hu be'beis ha'kvaras. The person declares himself to be a Nazir, but with only one small issue, and that is that he's currently in the cemetery. Creates a problem. Afil ha'yosham lama yom, and let's say he spends the next 30 days in the beis ha'kvaras, which of course is unusual, but that's not the point. Ein olin lo min ha'minyan, those days do not count it towards his counting of Nazirus. And then the Mishnah goes on, Ve'enu mevi karban tuma. But on the other hand, he doesn't have to bring a karban tuma, meaning even though he's tamei, and normally when a nazir becomes tamei, so he's got to go through the tahara process of tumas meis, and at the conclusion of the tahara process of tumas meis, he's got to bring special karbanos. This nazir doesn't. Now, the fact that I'm calling him a nazir in of itself is a chiddush, which we're going to be focusing on for most of today. Yatzav nechnas olam in a minyan. Let's say he goes out of the cemetery and comes back in. Now, I hope we all understand, going out of the cemetery by itself doesn't do anything, doesn't change anything halachically. He's still tamei meis. When it says yatzav nechnas, it means he goes out, he goes through the tahara process, and then he comes back in. So maybe karban. So I'm sorry. Let's do that again. Yatzav nechnas olam lo min haminyan. So the days, those days are now counted towards his minyan. Or maybe karban tuma. And now he has to bring a karban tuma because now, since he went out and he came back in, so now he is a nazir, and now he goes through all the rules of nazirus, which means that if he's a nazir and he becomes tummy as being a nazir, so now you got to go through the tahara process and you got to bring karbanos at the end of that tuma. Rabbi Lazar Amar lo baba yom shenemar avayamim arishonim. Now, Rabbi Eliezer argues on one point, and that is that you must have counted at least 2 days in order to be considered a Nazir Tameh. So that means to say that if you become Tameh on the day that you become a Nazir, so that means you've only counted 1 day, that's insufficient. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you must have counted at least 2 days. It's based on Drasha, it's based on the way he understands the Pasuk. And later, not today, we're going to come back and we're going to discuss the Tanakama as opposed to Rabbi Eliezer. But really what's at issue over here and what we're going to be discussing for the balance of today is the following. This person's in a cemetery and declares himself to be a Nazir. Aside from the fact that his prudency can be challenged, his common sense can be challenged, but aside from all that, the question really on the table, which we're going to be discussing, is did his Nazir start? Yes or no? Now it seems to be somewhat of a theoretical question because even as Nazir started, he's Tameh. His days can't count. But really, did the question? The fundamental question is: did his nazir start? Now, the Mishnah doesn't really speak to this basic question, because the Mishnah says, again, just to review the beginning of the Mishnah, ein ola lo min haminyan. So the Mishnah says he can't count these days. Okay, the ein omevi karban tuma. He doesn't bring a karban tuma. Again, okay. So the Mishnah tells us that you can't count the days that you don't bring a karban tuma, but really, if we're going to challenge and ask the more fundamental question, did his Nazirus even get off the ground? That's the question that we're going to be dealing with, Itmar. And with that stated, so we are going to start now the Gemara as we are going to touch on what is at the core issue. Misha Nazir Beveis HaKfaras. So this is now going to be a discussion in the Amoraim, which seems to be almost a repetition of that which we saw back in the Mishnah. But as you'll see in the Gemara now, we're going to be dealing with the core issue. Misha Nazir Beveis HaKfaras, Rav Yochanan Amar Nazir Chal Alav. So Rav Yochanan says Nazir started now, meaning he's a Nazir. And Reish Lakish Omer Ein Nazir Chal Alav, and Reish Lakish says no, he's not a Nazir. It hasn't even started yet. And the Gemara goes on to explain. Rav Yochanan Omer Nazir Chal Alav Savar Mit Latalia Vikaima. So according to Rav Yochanan, he's a Nazir, and the Nazir is Mit Latalia. It's going to be suspended, meaning, even according to Rav Yochanan, the Nazir has started now. But of course, there's one small problem, that he's in a cemetery, he's Tamei Meis. So what it's doing right now, that Nazirus, that commitment to becoming a Nazir, is it's there, just suspended right over him. hovering right over him, so to say. And the moment that he becomes tahor, so then that commitment to be a nazir is going to be chal, it's going to apply to him, and he will become a nazir, but he does not need to make a new declaration of naziris. That declaration that of naziris that he made in the cemetery is in fact going to make him a nazir. Obviously, he won't take effect right away because he's tameh, but it's there.
Reish lak. He's committed.
Huh?
He's committed.
He's committed.
So if he's declaring himself a nazir, does it count?
No. What does it mean? Well, does what count?
He can't count.
Good. I understand. That's exactly what we're discussing right now. So again, just stay with us because the Gemara is gonna. This is the beginning of today's discussion. We're here the whole day on this topic. Amar v'Reish Lakish Amar Ein Naziris Chal Alav. So Ihadav Amar Chayla Alav V'Ila Lo. So Reish Lakish says no, he's not a nazir. And this declaration that he made in the cemetery is going to have no legal significance whatsoever. And if at a later point in time, after he becomes Tahor, he makes a new declaration of Naziris, that's great. Otherwise, what he said in the cemetery is not going to have any chalos, it won't have any effectiveness. That is the opinion of Reish Lakish. Okay, so where we at right now is what seems to be a very basic machlok between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. What happens when the Nazir declares himself to be a Nazir in the cemetery? Obviously, we're not going to start the Naziris now because he's Tamei Meis, but the issue is there any chalos, is there any effectiveness to the statement that he made? Rav Yochanan says yes, Reish Lakish says no, and with that in mind, now let's begin.
Rabbi Yochanan treated as a neder. Neder takes effect in any state of person he is, right?
Well, yeah.
Doesn't have to be in any situation.
Right, correct. You're right.
This treated like a neder.
Could be. It could be. That's a good way to look at it. Eitzvei Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish. So here we go. Now we're going to be challenging Rav Yochanan. Now is challenging Reish Lakish, and where does he turn to? Our Mishnah. Mishnah Nazir Vubeves Akvaras. Our Mishnah says that a person becomes a Nazir and he goes to he's in the cemetery. Afilo Yasham Shoshim Yomim. Even if he spends the next 30 days there in the cemetery, Ain Olin Lo Menaminyan. So the Mishnah says those days don't count. Veini Maybe Karban Tuma. And the Mishnah said he doesn't bring Karban Tuma. Now, the Mishnah is focusing on two aspects. Number one, you can't count the days. And number two, the Mishnah says, you don't bring a Karban Tuma. Again, let's review. A Karban Tuma is brought by a Nazir who started his Nazirus and then becomes Tameh in the middle of his Nazirus. So he loses count of all the days that he counted. And he's got to be Metara himself. And the Torah says that at the conclusion of his Tahara, meaning on the eighth day, the Tahara of Tumas Meis is 7 days. And on the eighth day, you're going to bring special Karbanos of a Tumas Nazir, a Nazir Shebetuma. And then you start all over again, counting all over again. That is what's described as Karban Tuma. So our Mishnah says he doesn't bring a Karban Tuma. Now, the fact that our Mishnah says to bring a Karban Tuma, so Rav Yochanan says, what does that tell you? It tells you that, aside from that, he's a Nazir. Meaning, Karban Tuma hu d'lo maiseh, ha-mechel chayla alah. The fact that we're having a discussion about whether he brings a Karban Tuma or doesn't bring a Karban Tuma, that seems to presuppose that he's a Nazir. It started already. Again, it started doesn't really mean it started. Rav Yochanan acknowledges that it doesn't start yet, but in other words, there's a chalos, there's an effectiveness to that which he said, and the only thing that the Mishnah is telling us is, you don't bring a Karban Tuma, but that's it. Other than that, it sounds like you're a Nazir. So Amar Lei, Eino Betoras Tuma, Eino Betoras Karban. So Reish Lakish says in his defense, no, you're really misunderstanding the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says he doesn't bring a Karban Tuma, the Mishnah's not talking about the actual Karban Tuma as if to say that's the only thing he doesn't bring. What the Mishnah says is that it's a categoric point the Mishnah's making. The Mishnah says he doesn't bring a Karban Tuma. What the Mishnah means is, categorically, he's not in that whole Parsha. Meaning, he doesn't bring a Karban Tuma because he's not a Nazir. That's what the Mishnah means. Eitzvei the Gemara challenges once again. Misha haya tamei v'nazir asa l'galeach u'lishtos yayin u'latam l'mesim. Let's say a person is tamei v'nazar, and he declares himself to be a Nazir. Now this is not our Mishnah, this is a Tosefta, but basically it deals with the same scenario. Here, doesn't make it as bizarre as our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, he's declaring while in a cemetery that he's a Nazir, but it's pretty much the same point. He's Tamei Meis. And then while in the state of Tumas Meis, he says, you know, I'm going to be a Nazir. So what does the Mishnah tell us? What does the Tosefta tell us? Asa l'galeach, can't get a haircut. Lishtos yayin, can't drink wine. L'tam l'meisim, he can't be m'tam l'meisim. V'im gilech v'shasayam v'nitim l'meisim. And if you do any of those activities, ha'rei zeh sofeg es ha'arba'im. you're subject to Malchus. Okay, now, he declared his Nazirus while he's still Tamei. And yet, the Tosefta says, actually, pretty clearly, that even though the counting of the Nazirus doesn't get off the ground, effectively, he's a Nazir. And that means that you can't do all the activities that a Nazir normally can't do. And then the Tosefta punctuates by saying, and by the way, and if he does any of those activities, he's going to get Malchus. So it's an odd scenario. He's not counting, but he's a Nazir. So, so the Gemara now, Rav Yochanan seems to make a very salient point. And that is that you're going to, if you're getting Malchus, it must mean you're a Nazir. So, but if you're not a Nazir, so why are you getting Malchus? Seems to be a very strong question against Reish Lakish, because Reish Lakish says that a declaration of Nazirus while you're Tameh has no effectiveness to it whatsoever, and the Tosefta seems to indicate otherwise. We're now on the top of Daf Yudzayin and Aleph, Hacham and Maiskinen, so the Gemara says, okay, what are we talking about over here? But Yosef and Nechnas. So Reish Lakish, in his defense, says, well, we're talking about he went out and he came back in. Went out and he came back in. What does that mean? So, I mean, here, remember, we're commenting on the Tosefta. So he wasn't literally in the cemetery. It means Yotze just simply means that he left his tumah. Right? Look at the top Tosis on Yuzayin and Maral, if he says exactly that. B'yotze min ha-tumah v'hiz v'shana v'tavo. He exited from his tumah. He sprinkled. He repeated the sprinkling. Right? I'm sure we all know, but just a good review. The tahara of a tumas mace requires a sprinkling from the combination of the ashes of the paraduma together with mayim chayim in a kli, and you get sprinkled. With the azov gets put into it, gets sprinkled on you on day 3 and on day 7, and both of those sprinklings are essential. So v'hizav v'shana v'taval v'kiba alav nizirus pamacheres, and then Tosus now explaining the defense of Reish Lakish, and then what you have to do, because remember, according to Reish Lakish, your acceptance of nizirus while you were tamei had no validity whatsoever. So therefore Tosus says, so what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to accept it again v'shuv nichnas l'tuma, and then what happens is that you become tamei again. And now, if all that's true, so then let's I'm bringing us into the next point of Tosfos. So then you have to ask yourself the question: what's the chiddush? Meaning, what are we, according to Reish Lakish, what are we being taught? Right. If you are tamei while declaring yourself to be nazir, so that's nothing. Okay. And then what happens is you're mitar yourself. And then you accept Nazirus. So you know what? You're a Nazir now. Okay? When all is said and done, what the Tosefta is teaching us is not much of a Chiddush. It's just simply teaching us that you're Tahor, you accept Nazirus, you're now a Nazir. Okay? So Tosefta is bothered. V'hakamash malan ha'ibraisa da'af agav d'lohad v'amar ha'ini nazir el amar yichol alay nazir t'havi nazir v'laki k'deperish l'sham b'kuntras. So one suggestion, says Tosus, in terms of what's the chiddush, because truth is, what is the chiddush? So one suggestion Tosus says is that because this is really a reaffirmation of that which you already said you were going to do, so the language does not have to be as crisp as it normally does. Normally, to accept upon Nazirus, you need a very legal language. Hare alai, I'm accepting upon myself to be a Nazir. Over here, you already made an attempt to be a Nazir. You've already shown that you wanted to be a Nazir. Now again, according to Reish Lakish, didn't do anything for you, didn't help you, but at least people know, you know, you wanted to do it. So one suggestion, says Tosus, although, to be honest, Iker Chosnum and a Sefer, if that's what the Bryce is trying to teach us, the Bryce didn't communicate this to us, but one suggestion, says Tosfos, is that over here, in this reaffirmation, you don't have to use such a crisp language. In other words, Tosfos says, Yachol alai Nazirus.
Okay. The question is, can he say, forget about Nazirus and not do it?
Yeah, of course he could do that.
According to Reish Lakish,
according to our current understanding of Reish Lakish, yes, and according to, yeah, correct. And but according to Tosfos, however, if you now want to accept the Nazirus, so you could use a quote unquote a lighter language. Okay, that's one suggestion of Tosfos. Okay, again, we're struggling. Tosfos is struggling. He's trying to tease the Chiddush out of this Tosefta, because right now, according to Reish Lakish, Tosefta is not telling us, doesn't seem to be telling us anything. Inami yeshlamet to kamash malam brisa demari kishi itar muta alav lekabel nizirus miyad veover beval teachem einu nazir miyad. Or maybe another possible suggestion is that that really you should accept upon your nazirus immediately, and you're in violation of Baal Te'achir if you don't accept upon yourself immediately. We know, we've discussed this back in Adarim, that if you accept upon yourself a certain obligation, so you have a certain time frame in order to accept that obligation. Here, he accepted upon himself to become a nazir. Again, he was Tameh at the time, so he's not a Nazir, but it is a Kabbalah. It is an acceptance that I will become a Nazir. So therefore, he may be now on the clock in terms of when he actually becomes a Nazir, and maybe that's the Chiddush of the Braisa. Another possible suggestion. So anyway, but with all said and done, though, the Gemara has defended Reish Lakish. Continuing now in the Gemara, we are Eitzvei. Top line of Yitzayin Amad Aleph. This is now going to be the third challenge against Reish Lakish, and the challenge reads like this. Ein bein tamei shenazir l'nazir tahor. There is no difference between a tamei who becomes a nazir versus a nazir tahor who becomes tamei. Okay, let's try not to get confused. Right, what we're comparing is the following. A person who is tamei and declares himself to be a nazir. Versus B, a person who is Tahor, declares himself to be an Azir, and becomes Tameh. Okay? And what the Bryce is teaching us is, essentially, they're the same. With one difference. Ein bein Tameh shenazir l'nazir tahor shenitma, ela Tameh shenazir shvi shalo, ola lo min haminyan, viz nazir tahor shenitma, ein shvi shalo, ola lo min haminyan. And the Braisa basically says that there's only one very small difference between these two people. And that is, when could they start counting again? Okay. You're Nazir. You're Tamei. So, everything you counted prior to that is false. And you're going to go through the entire process. And you're going to start counting again. The Braisa says there's only one difference in terms of when you're going to start counting again. The person who was Tamei from the very point of origination of him being a Nazir. Okay. While he was Tameh, he says, hey, I'm going to be a Nazir. So, he's got to go through the Tahor process, and then and only then he can start counting. Now, granted, by the way, there was no first days that go away, because he didn't count his first days. There were no first days to count. Fine. But when can he start now counting again? Shvi Shalom, on day 7. Day 7 of the Tahor. Again, as we just pointed out, somebody who's Tameh Mace gets sprinkled with the Afer Parah Aduma on day 3 and on day 7. What do you do on day 7? Let's focus on day 7. You get sprinkled with the Parah Aduma. You tovel in the mikvah during the day. Harav Shemesh. You wait until nightfall. And now you're good. You're totally good. So, huh? Ah, perfect. Okay, excellent. So I'm about to explain. So the... So the Braisa tells us that for him, he could now start counting on day 7. Day 7 for him becomes now day 1 for his new Nazirus. As opposed to a Nazir who was Tahor, started counting days, and now becomes Tamei. So once again, he goes through the 7-day Tahor process, but he can't start counting his Nazirus until the next day, until day 8. Now, let's explain why. Why is it that this person can only start counting on day 8, but meanwhile, our absent-minded Nazir, who took Nazirusan while he was Tamei, he could already start counting on day 7. And the answer is actually very simple. The answer we already saw a couple of times, but let's reiterate, and hopefully let's digest. The difference between them is that a quote-unquote regular Nazir, who started counting days and becomes Tamei and now goes through the Tahor process. You see, for him, day 7, he's Tahor. At the end of day 7, I should say. Day 7, he's Tahor. However, he still has karbanos to bring. The Torah demands that he brings karbanos on day 8. So truth be told is that even though he finishes his Torah process on day 7, however, the Torah says day 8, because you were a Nazir who becomes Tameh, so you have special karbanos that you need to bring, those karbanos are brought on day 8. So therefore, the Torah process isn't really concluded until he brings the karbanos on day 8. That's why this guy can't start counting until day 8 after he brought his karbanos. as opposed to the absent-minded Nazir who takes on Nazirus while he's Tamei. So he goes through the Tahara process. But he doesn't bring Karbanos on day 8. The Mishnah taught us that.
But Tahara is a complete set of things, no?
Huh? Ah, very good. Okay, Hedy, that was going to be my next point. Hold on, I'm going to get to that. He doesn't bring Karbanos on day 8, and because he doesn't have to bring Karbanos on day 8, so he can start counting his new Naziris now on day 7. Now, let's get to a point that Hedy just brought up, which Tosus brings up, which we're going to discuss right now, and that's the following. Why can he start counting on day 7? Meaning, again, let's explore day 7 one more time. On day 7, he's going to get sprinkled with the Paraduma, and he's going to eat Tovas in the Mikvah, and he's going to be Tahor. But not on day 7, only on the conclusion of day 7. Meaning he has a requirement of Harif Shemesh. He has to wait until nightfall. Just like a Balkari. First Mishnah in Shas. So he has to wait until nightfall. So let's examine. Why can he start counting on day 7? Now we know he can because the Brisa says he can. But why can he? So let's take a look at Tosfos. Together with Tosfos addresses this issue. It's the second Tosfos on Yizayin Amad Aleph. Ein bei Nazir Tamir shenada be Oda Tamil Nazir Tamir shenitma Ela de Nazir Tamir shvi Ola Lom in Aminyan Kishihiza Gimel Vashana Ba Vitav Yom Zayin. So again, he reviews with us what we already know. He mentioned it just in the previous Tosfos. Sprinkled on day 3, sprinkled on day 7. Leminyan Naziris Tahara Lefisha Ain't Sarach Lahavi Karban Beches Al Tumas. So, again, reviewing with us what we already went through, and that is he doesn't need to bring Karbanos on day 8. Umiyad kishihiza v'shan v'tava ray l'chol alav nizirus la'altar. And once he sprinkles on day 7 and tovos in the mikvah, so now he could start his nizirus immediately on day 7. Unehi, and here comes the key line. Unehi debai harav shemesh. Now it's true, says Tosfos, that this particular person needs harav shemesh. He needs to wait until nightfall. Ve'ech yachol alav nizirus. And so I ask a simple question: how can he start counting on day 7 if really he's still tamei and there's still just a little bit left to go in order to finish up his tuma? Yesh lamar, Tosfos says, the tful yom klisha tumasei. So what you're going to say, Tosfos is suggesting, is that after having been sprinkled with the Paraduma, and after having toveled in the mikvah on day 7, and yes, there's a little bit left to go, that residual tumah is a lighter shade of tumah. Okay, Tosfos says it. I'm repeating it. We'll try to digest it a little bit. But basically, tumah has come in various varieties, and in the removal of the tumah off this tamei mace. So on day 7, after sprinkling, after toveling in the mikvah, yes, there's a little bit more to go, but Tosa calls it a lighter version of tumah.
Is this lighter version? Can somebody eat the tumah?
No.
So why is it light?
Okay.
What's that?
Right. In other words, good. How's that translate? So again, just I'm presenting because I'm with you. It's hard to understand, but you have to say something. Meaning, the starting point of this discussion is the Gemara says you could start counting on day 7. The Gemara says it. The Brisa says it. So we know you can. Now you need an explanation. So what Tosfos is providing is a form of an explanation. Intuitively, I understand it. If you now asking me practically, what does that mean? I'm not sure. Meaning, I'll have to go back to the, you know, to the drawing board and find like a practical difference. But Tosfos says, Yeshama detful yom klisha to masay v'loma akiv malachol nizir salav, and so therefore it's not going to hold back from him being able to start his nizirs. He could start his nizirs on day 7 because it's a tuma klisha, because it's a lighter form of tuma. Okay.
He has to do something basic.
I'm not really addressing your question, but if you think about it, meaning all the action of his tahara is done.
Okay.
The only thing that needs to be done is just wait.
Okay.
Wait. So because there's no action that needs to be done, so it's a lighter version of the tumah. Okay, but again, I'm trying to present with, you know, a modicum of success. Who knows?
So the implication of this braita is that it seems like the same restrictions apply to both these in terms of in benefiting from one and getting yerka.
Right. Well, that's going to exactly be that's going to essentially be the point. I mean, that's why it's a question against Reish Lakish. Okay, so let's go back to the Gemara. So what did we just learn together? We learned together that really, a Nazir is Tahor and becomes Tameh, versus a Nazir who is Tameh from inception, there really is no difference. The Braisa only pointed to one small difference between the two of them, and that is when they can resume their count. The Nazir who started in the state of Tumah can start counting again from day 7, while meanwhile the Nazir was Tahor and becomes Tameh can only resume count on day 8. Outside of that, they're the same. To which now the Gemara points all of its attention to Reish Lakish and says, now what do you have to say? So V'nazir Tarshinim Ambeish Reish Lo Ola Lo Lamin Aminyam V'isa Kadacha Lo Chayla. Now if you Reish Lakish are correct that there is no effectiveness whatsoever for the person who's Tameh who declares himself to be an Nazir, Ola Lo, so am I Ola Lo Lamin Aminyam? So why is it Ola Lo Lamin Aminyam? So what? How are you going to deal with the fact that the Braisa basically describes this person as being a Nazir? Okay. Amar Mar Baravashi Mechel Kula Amelo Pligi Dechayle. So the Gemara says, okay. At this point in time, this is now the third question that Rav Yochanan asks against Reish Lakish. In the first two, we've defended Reish Lakish, but the Gemara now notes there's really nothing you can do with this Braisa. It seems pretty clear that this Braisa describes this person as being a Nazir, even though he takes it on while being tummy. So the Gemara finally admits and acknowledges we're going to have to reshape the machlokus of Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan. So Amar Mar Baravashti Mechel Kulam Alopligi Dechayle. So we're all going to now be in agreement that there's going to be a chalos, there's going to be an effectiveness to the Naziris. Eloki Pligala Malke. And the only thing left for discussion is whether or not you're going to be subject to Malkus. Rabbi Yochanan Savar Kevin Dechayle Lake, Reish Lakish Savar Lo Lake. And over here, what's that issue over here is whether or not you're going to get Malkus, yes or no. So, we'll get to that. That's coming up later on. That's the right question. That we're going to come to that point later on.
What did he say? I'm sorry.
He asked about Lav Shein B'Maisa. It's an inaction. So we'll talk about that later. Okay, now. Let's take a look together at Tosos once again today. Tosos now the first mid-range line of Tosvos, Mechel Dekolam Adechayel. So now as we reshape the machlokes between Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan, we're all in agreement that even though he's Tameh, he's currently Tameh and he takes on the Zeros, it's Chal. It is effective. And the only thing now subject to a debate is Malkus. Tosus goes on to write. So first of all, the first point, which is obvious, is that now we're all in agreement that he is currently committed as an Azir. When he becomes Tahor, he doesn't need to recommit. Okay, good. We're all in agreement, Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan. Benicha Asha Deshvi Ola Lo Min Aminyan Ve'afil Ola Yachzvi Kabel V'hu Adinami Demo De Rebbe Shem HaMalakish Delaki Tochi Me Tumaso Ashtia Ve'atig Lachas. And Tosa then further limits the whole debate between Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan. Look, in this period where he's currently Tameh, so we all agree that the Naziris that he's taken upon himself is effective. And we also all agree, says Tosfos, that if at this point in time he takes a sip of wine, he's in violation of Naziris. And he's going to get Malkus. And if he gets a haircut, he's also going to get Malkus. V'chi pligila malka perish atum malachud. And the only thing now left of contention, of dispute between Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan, is what happens if he's metame at this point in time. And according to Rav Yochanan, now at this point in time, he's a Nazir. And with all the prohibitions of a Nazir, so that means that if he drinks wine at this point in time, he's going to get Malkus. Again, with due process, a warning. And if he gets a haircut, he's going to get Malkus. And according to Rav Yochanan, and if we say to him, look, I know you're currently in the cemetery right now, and you know you shouldn't be there. And if you continue to be in the cemetery, you know you're in violation of your Naziris. So according to Rav Yochanan, he's going to be subject to Malkus. The only thing that, according to Rav Yochanan, this Nazir is excluded from, is that when he goes through the Tahara process, he doesn't have to bring Karbanos. Okay? Which we didn't even cite a reason why that should be, but that is. So that is Rav Yochanan's position. and very shlakish, continuing, finishing up on the Tosfos. Very shimam and lakish ever afagav dechayla l'sharmili l'yana l'tiglachas lo laki atuma. And according to Reish Lakish, even though he's going to get malchus for having drunk wine or for getting a haircut, he's not going to get malchus for tuma. Dekevin de miata rachman mekarben tuma miata mikoldin tuma af mimalchus. Because since we see that when he becomes tahor, he doesn't have to bring a carbon tuma. So according to Reish Lakish, that's reflective of the fact that right now he's not subject to the prohibition and the malchus of becoming tamei if and when he becomes tamei. Even though we'll say parenthetically, he already is tamei, but the act of becoming tamei again is going to not warrant him giving malchus. So now, in our second version of the debate between Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan, the machlokus between the two of them is really small. Meaning, as opposed to the way it was originally presented to us, where according to Reish Lakish, there's no chalos whatsoever, his original declaration has no effect, and according to Rav Yochanan, he's going to be a Nazir, albeit he's tamei. Now, we're at the point where really, we're all in agreement that he's going to be a Nazir. We're all in agreement that he can't drink wine and get a haircut. We're all in agreement, says Tosfos, that he's going to get malchus for those two acts. The only thing left for debate is whether or not he can become tamei in this current state of him being tamei. Meaning, can he become tamei? If he attempts to become tamei or to linger in the state of tuma, is he going to be subject to malchus? Rav Yochanan says yes. Reish Lakish says no.
Huh?
Always. What? Whenever we talk malchus, there has to be due process. Okay.
I mean, if he's tamei already, how could he become more tamei?
Right. So more tamei means do an act that is going to be mitam himself. And then you're right. Another, he's not going to become any more tamei than he already is. But if he does an action of tuma, so according to Rav Yochanan,
the guy's already gone.
Understood.
Totally
understood.
So two people told him not to do it.
Right, correct. So again, maybe the Gemara later on will help us understand this point a little bit better, but you're right, it is strange. So it's very strange that he's tummy already, and if you become tummy, you're going to get malchus, and Rav Yochanan says, yeah, and he's going to get malchus. Okay, so here we're going to do this again. And we'll go a little bit quick right now, because here's what we're going to do. Round two. Meaning that all the Mishnayos and Brises that we quoted previously on our first understanding of the Machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, we're going to use them again, and again, they're going to seem to be supportive of Rav Yochanan. So, Ezra, Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, so now, Rav Yochanan asked the following question to Reish Lakish. I'm going to make this point very quickly. It's a methodological point, but it's important. What's happening in the Gemara right now? Rav Yochanan is attacking Reish Lakish. Now, which version is the correct version? Meaning, when Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish are engaging in this dialogue with one another, so they have a Mishnah and two Braisos that they're going to use to attack one another. Were they operating with the first version of their understanding or the second version of their understanding? So, meaning, right, what just happened? Did they themselves refine their understanding of their machlokas and then again go through the round of Mishnahs and Braisos? Or is it the Gemara later on that did that? That's a methodological point, but actually, interestingly enough, the Rush addresses that right over here, and the Rush says that it's not the former way I explained it, but rather it's the latter way I explained it. Meaning, it's that the Bnei HaYeshiva and later generations, they knew there was a machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, and even though the Gemara uses the word Eisvei, now Eisvei usually means I'm challenging you directly, but the Rush says, but the truth of the matter is, it's that the Bnei HaYeshiva are basically presenting challenges. If this is a correct understanding of Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, that's a methodological point. Anyway, let's go back to our Gemara. Eitzvei Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish Mishnah Zavu Beveisa Kvaras Afila Yisham Shoshim Yom Ein Olin Lo Min Aminyam Veinu Mevi Karben Tuma. So once again, we're going to quote our Mishnah. We just quoted the Mishnah. Karben Tuma Hu Delo Maisei Hamalki Laki. And what does our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah says that it's the only exception is he's not going to have to bring a Karben Tuma when he goes through the Tahor process. But it certainly sounds like outside of that, He's a Nazir with all the ramifications of being a Nazir, included, you're going to get Malkus if you become Tamei. So the Gemara says, incorrect. The only reason why the Mishnah chooses the language of Eino Mevi Karban Tuma, even though the real point according to Reish Lakish is you're not going to get Malkus, is only for the purposes of symmetry. How often do we find this answer in the Gemara? Meaning because of the contrasting scenario in the second half of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah wants to give us an illustration of a case where you do bring Karban Tuma. So therefore, in the first half of the Mishnah, we're going to say Eino Mevi Karban Tuma, but truth be told, is that he's not going to be subject to Malkus. Tashma, the Gemara comes and challenges again. Ein Bein Tamei Shenazir LaNazir Tar Shenitma. There's no difference between a Nazir who takes on his Nazirs while Tamei versus a Nazir who takes on his Nazirs while Tahor and becomes Tamei. There's no difference. Ella Shenitma Shenazir Shvi Shala Olalam and Aminyan VaNazir Tar Shenitma In Shvi Shala Olalam and Aminyan. The only difference is when can you start counting your Nazirs anew? One can start counting on the seventh day, and one can start counting on the eighth day, as we explained earlier this morning. But again, that's the only difference. But if either of them become Tamei, they're going to get Malkus. So the Gemara says, no, they're the same in terms of getting a haircut, and we can also add drinking wine. So what are you telling me? That in terms of becoming Tamei, one is going to be subject to Malkus and the other one's not going to be subject to Malkus? Lisne bitakante. Lisne. That's a big difference. Meaning one's going to get Malkus, one's not going to get Malkus. That's a big practical difference between the two. If the Bryce is trying to articulate, hey, here are the differences, why not also give us one's getting Malkus and one isn't getting Malkus? So the Gemara says, "Bitakante kamare, bikakula lo kamare." The Gemara says, no. The Braisa is focusing on the differences, but the differences in terms of rehabilitation. How to get back on track to becoming a Nazir and counting your Naziris. So in that regard, there's only one difference. When can you start counting again? In terms of the things that make them in a state of Tumah and the ramifications of becoming Tamei, the Braisa is not dealing with that. Fine. Tashma. Misha Yitame Venazir Vaso Lagalach Lishosyan Vim Gilach Vishosyan Vinitma Lamesa Mariz and So Vegas Arbaim. And finally, at the conclusion, we quote the Tosefta. The Tosefta says that somebody who is Tamei and declares himself to be a Nazir, so he cannot shave, drink wine. And if he were to shave, drink wine, or be mitam lamesim, again repeat the act of becoming tam lamesim, even though he's already tamay. Harei zeh sofek is arbaim, is subject to malkus if doing any of those actions. To yufta, the Gemara says that is a kasha on Reish Lakish, and the Gemara says a challenge that does not seem to have an answer to it.
So why didn't we notice this before?
Again, it's just part of the process. Meaning, you're right, but you know, you've been with us long enough. It's just, you know, sometimes the Gemara goes through a process of this seems, and okay.
And then there's a
Braisa. Although, admittedly, Eddie, if we could just go one step further on this point, the Gemara earlier did quote this Braisa, and the Gemara earlier said on this Braisa, well, it means that he becomes Tahor and he becomes Tamei again. But at this juncture, meaning Reish Lakish isn't even arguing that he's not a Nazir at all. Reish Lakish is arguing that he is a Nazir, but he's not going to be subject to Tuma. At this point, even there's just simply no defense for Reish Lakish. Okay. Bye, Rav.
Isn't the point that basically Nazir is like Nedir?
Right. Bye, Rav. Neder v'hu beveis akvaras mahu. Nazir v'hu beveis akvaras mahu by shehi lamalkus olo. Okay. A small introduction over here, and then let's go forward. A person whose tummy cannot go into the Beis HaMikdash. Okay. Mesechta Shavuos, the Gemara there discusses at length. Okay. That's the basic halacha. However, if let's say your tummy can go into the Beis HaMikdash, so you're going to be subject to Malkus, but only if you stay in the Beis HaMikdash. If you go into the Beis HaMikdash and you run right out, so you're not going to be Tamei. How long do you have to be there for? So the Gemara Shavuos records a couple of opinions. Right now, but for now, let's say the shear is Hishtachavaya, the amount of time that it takes to bow while in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay.
He's Tamei and bring it.
He's tame, he's going in, but he's not going to get malchus until he lingers there for a little bit, loitering. That's the point of the day. He has to loiter while tame in the Beis HaMikdash. And again, the sheer shehiyah, the amount of time is kedei ishtachavaya. No, he shouldn't go in. But we're talking about when he's going to get malchus, when he's going to be subject to malchus. Okay. And now the question on the table is the following. That's the halacha as it relates to a tame going into the Beis HaMikdash. Is it the same now in terms of our nazir? Our nazir, who parenthetically is tame already. But in order to be subject to malchus, does he have to be lingering in the cemetery for this amount of time? Look at the Tosfos where he succinctly frames the question. By Shehila Malchus, it's the second to last Tosfos on the Amud. Ki heich debina shia beperk beresh deshvu, it's got to be mikdash. Although, just like when it comes to the somebody who's tummy going into the base of mikdash, where we know that you're not going to get Malchus until you linger there, so too over here, is it the same halacha? Why would it be the same halacha? There we're talking about going to the base of Mikdash, here we're talking about Nazir. So this could touch on a point that we've made already a couple of times, but let's say it again. Because Nazir, becoming a Nazir, is a function of Kodesh, of Hekdesh. We've entertained this idea earlier in the Masechta, and we're seeing this idea being entertained again, that maybe being a Nazir is a function of Hekdesh. So, the Gemara goes on to discuss. So the Gemara says, well, if the warning that's given to him is, hey, you know, now's not the best of times to become a nazir. You know, you're currently in the cemetery, right? Like, in other words, if the warning is, don't make the declaration of being a nazir. So to which the Gemara says, so if that's true, so then why do we even need Shehiyah as a benchmark? Meaning the warning was on becoming a Nazir. Okay, so Nazir my time in law by Shehiyah to come Masribe. How can I become Masribe? So Ella Kigon. So the Gemara says, I'll give you an example of when we're asking the question of Shehiyah. Kigon Shenichnas B'Shita Tevel Megdal. So the Gemara says the example would be that he's being transported in a huge box, a box that is so big that it's impervious to Tuma. And in this box, he's being transported through a cemetery. And then, and then somebody rips off some of the sides of the box. Sides of the box, or maybe we're talking about the bottom of the box. Okay. Like a carriage. And someone rips it off, and so now, for no fault of his own, he's now in exposure to Tumah. And so now, before him, he took it on before him.
So this is, okay.
So now he's in exposure of Tumah. So, and now, the warning will sound more like this. You're a Nazir. You're now currently in a cemetery. You're now currently in a state of Tumah. But if you linger here, so you're going to be subject to malchus. Meaning the position that got you here is not going to get you subject to malchus because onus. In other words, that was against your will. But now that you're here, so, and if you linger, you're going to be subject to malchus. So that the Gemara says, just like we know that there's a sheer shehiyah as it relates to the Beis HaMikdash, is there also going to be a sheer shehiyah as well? So, ki gamin shehiyah be Beis HaMikdash aval bray lo demaloshna. The Gemara now articulates the question. So just like the Shehiyah by the Beis HaMikdash, the Shehiyah over here, to which the Gemara says, take you. The Gemara says, okay, good question. And we don't have a resolution to the question. And now let's go back and let's address the question that I heard a couple moments ago. And that is, you're going to get malchus now for doing what exactly? For doing nothing. Meaning, you're in the cemetery, you're staying in the cemetery. Now again, you got there for circumstances that were beyond your control. You thought you were protected in this box, you weren't? Good. Now the box was exposed. You now are in the cemetery, and fine. And what's the malchus going to be? The malchus is going to be for just staying there? That's ein bo maisa. That's not an action. And how can you get malchus for something which requires an inaction? Tosos on the bottom of Yedayin Amud Aleph addresses that question. Look at the last line. Just cut right to the punchline. V'lav hai kalav shein bo maisa v'amashe mekabel nizirus. Okay. Then fine. So Tosos clearly is addressing the problem. How can you get Malkus when this is considered a lav shein b'maisa? Tosos's resolution over here is really not that clear. I'll read it again. Try to understand it. He's acknowledging that we have an issue. Let's do this again. V'lav hai kalav shein b'maisa. The last line of the last Tosfos on Yuzayin Amud Aleph, and this is not a considered. This is not an issue of lav shein b'maisa, but meshe mekabel nazirus the lav sheish b'maisa hu b'meshe eino yotze misham kishenoder benazir. Okay, right. Maybe again. Keep reading the Tosfos a number of times, but maybe what Tosfos is suggesting is that there is an action, although the action goes really back to the point of origination, meaning that it was his original acceptance of Nazirus that is the action in which he's getting Malkus for. In other words, he's in a cemetery, he's lingering in the cemetery, and to which the Gemara is asking now, is there Shir Shehiyah? Does it need to be a certain amount of time that he lingers? And if there is, so if he lingers that amount of time, he's going to get Malkus? What is he getting Malkus for? What's the action? So maybe what Tosfos means, maybe. So maybe what it means is he's getting Malkus for the original declaration of him being a Nazir, although admittedly that may have been a long time ago. So, okay. Well, I mean, that's that. I understand that you're not going to get.
Omission.
That's right. But in other words, you're not going to get Malkus for that.
Omission.
Right? Correct. Yeah, you only get Malkus for doing a negative prohibition, not for allowing a negative prohibition to occur. Okay. So, all right. There are other solutions to this problem. By the way, you should know. You could take a look at the side of the Gemara, where he cites the Rabbi Sala Ronsberg, cites other possible solutions to this problem. Let's just quickly wrap up for today. Okay, one more question we're going to deal with today, and then we're going to conclude for today. Simple question, and that is the following. Look, we know that when you take on your Nazirus while in the cemetery, so now we have concluded so far for today, you're a Nazir. And not only do we have concluded you're a Nazir, but you're subject to all the prohibitions that a Nazir is subject to, including not becoming Tame once again, even though, as we already pointed out, you're already Tame. Fine. And we also know that you're going to have to go through the Tahara process. You are the only thing you're excused from is having to bring Karban Tum on day 8. Gomar now wants to know, are you also going to get excused from having to shave your head? Because we know that the Nazir Tameh on day 8, when he brings his Karbanos, is going to have to shave his head. This guy doesn't bring Karbanos. Does he get a pass on shaving head as well? So keep by taglachas tarshinit madikam etamelin ezir sav al tamish nazir lo odim aloshna. So the Gemara wants to know: is he going to have to shave his head? Tashma mishin nazir vu beveitzakvaros afilu hayisham shoshim yamin ola lomen aminyan veinu mevi karben tumah. To which the Gemara quotes our Mishnah. This is the third time now we get to review our Mishnah today. So karben tumah hu dalam maisei aval giluche baye. He doesn't have to bring a karban, but the Mishnah doesn't mention anything about giluach. So it sounds like from the Mishnah he needs to shave his hair. To which the Gemara says just the opposite. Matam kamar. You know, the Mishnah is actually telling us both points. Matam in a mevi karban tuma. Do you know why he doesn't bring a karban tuma? Mishum de la bai geluche. Just exactly for the reason, because he's not shaving his hair, so that's why he doesn't have to bring a karban tuma. Tashma. Again, review. We quote the Braisa that mentions that the only difference between a Nazir who starts off as being Tamei versus a Nazir who was Tahor, then becomes Tamei, and looks to reboot and start his Tum again, is when can he start counting anew? Either on day 7 or day 8. So, my love, halatiglach is ever shavin. There's no mention in the Braisa that there's going to be a difference in terms of shaving. Sounds like both of them need to shave again. Lo. So the Gemara now wonders, like it did on the Amud Aleph, why didn't this Braisa mention this? It seems to be a very important detail. So the Gemara says no. it actually is included in the Braisa. It says Shvi Shalom Vichomili, and everything included in that as well. Okay, good. Let's pause over here. Today, after having gone through a version, first version of Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, we have now settled on the second version of Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish. A person who starts in Zeros while being Tameh, he is a Nazir. He has taken on his Nazirus. He now currently is a Nazir. Cannot drink wine, cannot get a haircut, and cannot do another action of Tumas Mace. In fact, does any of those, he's going to be subject to Malkus. Reish Lakish disagrees on that very last point, but the Gemara says to Yufta, the Gemara refuted Reish Lakish. Then the next issue that we dealt with today is, if forced into a cemetery, is there and warned not to stay there, is there a shear of shehiyah just like there is in the Beis HaMikdash? To that the Gemara says, teku. Gemara leaves that question unresolved. There's a requirement of tiglachas. Does he need to shave even though he's not going to be bringing his carbon tumah at the end? To that the Gemara right now is in a state of undecided. We'll finish that point tomorrow.